and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today we have a very special edition of the show, and you can cue the 80s sitcom Very Special Episode Guy to introduce it if you want, as we're joined by Rick Reed, president of Tech Data Canada. Rick, of course, has probably been on the show more than anyone else, but definitely his last appearance on the show, at least in his current role with Tech Data. Rick announced his intention to retire almost a year ago, and as we chatted in late January, was rapidly approaching this last day with Tech Data Canada full time. And by now, the Rick Reed era, if you will, at Tech Data Canada has formally come to an end. Before he left, though, he took the time to go one last round with yours truly, our umpteenth interview over the years. This one's a little different, though. A little more personal, a little more informal. I like to think of it as the exit interview of one of the longest-standing industry executives in the history of the Canadian channel community. We'll take you through Rick's time at Tech Data, from his thoughts when he was coming over to distribution from the channel side some 20 years ago, through to his last year primarily working on the integration of Avnet technology solutions. We'll touch on some of his favorite memories and what he sees as biggest accomplishments, and we'll get his thought on what comes next, both for Rick Reed and for the Canadian channel community. It's a great chat, and as usual with Rick, a lot of fun. So let's get right into it. My chat with Rick Reed. Rick, thanks for joining us once again.
My pleasure, Robert, as always. May be the last one.
This may be the last one, certainly the last one in sort of an official capacity as a member of the Tech Data team, which has, of course, always been the context.
Yeah, right on.
It's been a while since you announced that you were going to head on out, and since kind of Ed moved up into the new role leading Tech Data Canada, can you give us a little bit of update on what you've been up to in that period?
Yeah, I'd love to. When I announced that I was leaving about a year ago now, and it just seems crazy how quickly time has gone by, but. I actually knew about it in advance of when I announced it, so in my mind it's been even more than a year.
Right.
Anyways, the notion was they asked me to stay on for a year, help in two capacities. Number one, to help with the integration of the Avnet acquisition into the Tech Data Canada, which I've been doing as best I can, and that's going along, progressing quite nicely. We can talk to that in a second. Sure. But also to make sure that there's a very solid handoff of those that I had personal relationships with, both in the vendor and the customer community, back into Tech Data to whomever would be looking after them going forward, and certainly with Ed. Ed knows most of the customers very, very well, and not all, but many of the vendors very well as well. And my job was just to make sure that the people inside those same companies that maybe didn't know Ed and had a very strong personal relationship with me got to meet Ed through me and start that relationship off for when I leave. So that part has gone very well. Plus, I wanted to have the opportunity to say goodbye. I call it the Wayne Gretzky tour. Others have called it something much worse because I don't resemble much to do with Wayne Gretzky, but he announced his retirement and yeah. Made a point of touring as many cities, NHL cities, as he could to say goodbye. And I did the same. We had our business builder tour across Canada like we do every spring and fall. So I did those and saw all the customers in the major cities, Quebec City, Montreal, here, of course, Calgary, Vancouver, and Ottawa. And then we had a Tech Select conference in Ottawa as well, which I attended in the fall and said goodbye to their Tech Select members, which was very emotional and very, very pleased that I was given that opportunity to do that. Just a great, great group of customers that we have within that group. So that's what I've been doing. And as I said to you at the onset, my usefulness is becoming a little more diminished as time wears off because Ed knows the people, Brian Abeg knows the people, the folks underneath them that know the vendors very well. So I spend a good part of my days when I'm in the office, because there's some days when I don't come in the office. I spend more time in the gym, more time at the cottage, more time on vacation, more time with my family. But I am asked periodically to come into the office to attend meetings and vendors and customer and employee events, and that's what I've been doing to fill my time.
All right. Sounds good. In our talks over the years, one of the things that has struck me or has become a vignette almost painted in my mind of Tech Data Canada culture was sort of that idea of the table and that leadership group that was there for so long. Obviously, the faces are changing and have changed, starting with Frank a couple of years ago and now obviously continuing. But can you talk a little bit to whether you see that sort of the table, that core group, how do you see that culture evolving, is what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I would say that if I had to say one of the top five things that I'm leaving behind, I would tell you it's the culture and the very powerful management director team under me within Tech Data Canada. And that includes the folks from Avnet that have come over, and also, of course, the very strong team. I've always said that the strength of Tech Data is not at the president, vice president, or for that matter, at the director's level, but at the manager level. And that's going to continue. We have incredible longevity at the manager and, for that matter, the director level, and those folks are carrying on. You know, the loss of Greg was certainly upsetting, disappointing. That wasn't in our plans, but he's gone off to better things, and we're very pleased for him, and he's still a great friend of Tech Data's and a great friend of mine, and will continue so indefinitely. Frank was a different story. It was just an opportunity for him. He hit a magic number age-wise and decided to leave, and, you know, we've carried on. It's funny how critically important guys like Frank was to Tech Data, how Greg was to Tech Data, but yeah, we carry on.
Yeah.
You know, the business carries on. We continue to thrive and survive quite nicely without them. And it's the truth is, it's more, the company is more than one person. And people will be saying Rick Reed who very shortly after I'm gone as well, because it really is a case of, you know, you might be the face of the company periodically, but the people that make it click and tick behind the scenes are all those people that will still be here long after I'm gone, and frankly sitting around that same management table that you mentioned. So I'm very pleased with what we're leaving behind, the people that we've put in place. We have a lot of longevity around that senior executive table and even beneath them that are ready to move up and step into some bigger shoes.
All right. You touched on your role kind of offering consultation, advice, et cetera, on the integration of Avnet. Obviously, that's been a dominant story for Tech Data Canada and an important story for the industry over the course of the last year. What's your assessment of this integration, having, you know, been through this at least a couple other times in the past, and where are we at now in terms of that story and its life cycle?
Yeah, well, we knew at the onset of the integration that it wouldn't be as, and I'm going to use the word simple, people might shoot me for that, but as simple as the integration with Globel, because we were identical companies. We had identical customers, in many cases identical products, so we just became a bigger entity by smashing the two groups together and put them all in one system, and away we went. The difference with our friends at Avnet is we're very different companies. We have different product sets. There is very little overlap. There is some overlap, don't get me wrong, but very, very little. And it was very important that we not damage the value that we acquired when we acquired Avnet, and we've made sure that we've not done that. So we have made sure that they continue. You know, they've moved into our building. We're gradually putting them onto the same processes as we have under the Tech Data umbrella. We're gradually putting them onto the same everything, car plans, vacation plans, sick plans, you name it. Like, you think of all those little details that you don't think about when you go through an acquisition. We have to become harmonized, and that's the work that's been being done for the last 12 months. The big integration of becoming one big company under one leader was not happening yet, and it can't. We're not on the same systems. That has to happen. We're not even on the same system as Tech Data US, so that has to happen. So until that happens, you'll see the two companies operate somewhat independently. We have cross compensation plans. We have incentives for the Tech Data people to introduce the Avnet products into their accounts along with an Avnet sales specialist, and vice versa, and that's working quite nicely. So I'm I would say from the outside looking in, people will wonder what has really changed, because it doesn't look like much. But when you're inside and you look at the long list of things that we've done to make that step along the journey of integration, it has been quite material.
All right. Great. Let's go back in time a little bit here. When you first signed on with Tech Data Canada, what was your thought at that point as far as where it sort of went from here? Did you see this being kind of the place where you'd stick out the next couple decades, or did you see it as sort of a step that perhaps you decided somewhere afterwards it was the right step for you?
Well, it's funny you should say that because we've talked about it several times inside Tech Data, but I originally came here and made a commitment to the executive in Clearwater that I would come for 5 years, help through the Y2K integration or period. Mm-hmm. And then my intent was to go back and do something much like what I had been doing before I came here. And that was much more closely aligned with the end user community. So I basically worked for a VAR.
Yeah.
A very large bar and system house, Computer Innovations, if you recall, ultimately became Next Innovations. But I enjoyed that business immensely. The relationships I enjoyed then were not with other resellers, and for that matter, not with many vendors either. It was with the end user community, the government entities in Canada, large corporate Canada, and I enjoyed that immensely. And we were very successful, and that's where I thought I would enjoy life more until I got here. And quite honestly, the excitement, the energy that a Tech Data gave me, and the becoming friends with the reseller community, friends with all the individuals within many of the major vendor communities across the country, that's what excited me. And of course, the acquisition of Global back in '99 just made it that much more exciting. Made us a real entity in the distribution community in Canada, and I made a commitment after that I would stay on as long as they would have me, and we've been very successful. I know that people get tired of hearing it, but Tech Data Canada has been one of the flagship positive subsidiaries within the Tech Data family around the world, and year after year after year, continued success. And again, it's all about the great people that we have within Tech Data, but it's also the support we've received from our head office in Clearwater. It's the support we've received from the vendor community. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of hard work, don't get me wrong. But I never looked back from the time some people will tell you that I never really ever figured it out, but from the time I thought I had figured what this business was all about, I had no intentions of going back into what I used to know, because I was enjoying this just way too much.
Right, and you bring up kind of that difference, I think, in perception that often exists about what distribution is and isn't from those who are in distribution and those who have not spent time in distribution. What was maybe the biggest surprise, the biggest revelation for you in coming over to distribution all those years ago? You know, what kind of took you by surprise the most about it, I guess, in the end, charmed you into staying?
Well, I'm going to repeat myself and tell you it was the people, so I won't dwell on that. I have enjoyed the people immensely inside Tech Data. I call some of them personal friends. They will be personal friends long after I'm gone, I trust, and that has certainly kept my excitement and interest. I don't just mean Rick Reed. I mean my wife, my kids. We've become very close across the board, and that would be the primary reason, but I would also tell you the excitement of walking on that very fine line of profitability and non-profitability, the incredibly low margins that we operate under, it's just appalling. Like, it's not often that people can stand up and say that I've been the president of close to a $2 billion entity in Canada. Like, that's a big corp. There are not many $2 billion revenue-generating companies in Canada.
Yeah, that is true.
But when you look at the bottom line, there's a lot of companies that make a lot more money than a Tech Data might. So that part has always been fun, and trying to find just little dials and little knobs to turn to see if we could tweak up profit a little bit through either reducing costs a little bit or increasing return on profit or on margin just a little bit, or trying to keep some of it. And, you know, the better utilization of MDF funds that we received from the vendor community to try to get their products represented better in the community, but at the same time have it generate profit for Tech Data. I can remember sitting down talking to my original director of marketing, a lady that you know very well by the name of Mary Ann Yule, and asking her to explain to me one more time, what is the difference between MDF and rebates? And that's how ignorant I was back then.
And as you say that, I clearly wasn't there, but I can kind of see the eyes glaze and the, okay, Rick, here we go again, response that, that question must have received. And it's funny to hear after all the conversations we've had about distribution and the then current state of distribution and the then future state of distribution over the years. It's kind of funny personally for me to hear you say that, one of the exciting and attractive things in it, looking back at it, is those dreaded margins and the dealing with those dreaded margins.
Well, it was always the challenge, like any business, is always to try to find a way to make more or to keep more. And it was never easy. It took a lot of creativity. But I think we came up with some pretty unique ideas in Canada. The executive team we talked about earlier, we sat around tables. We had annual meetings outside the building to discuss just what can we do differently this year to try to improve our lot in life just a little bit better, because our parent in the U.S., was never going to allow us to do less the next year. It was always more. In an environment where more seemed virtually impossible at times.
Yeah.
But we always seemed to find a way. We had an unbelievably strong finance team here in Canada, close to 50 people who just made it all tick. And when we finally added it all up at the end of the quarter and counted all the beans and cooked all the cakes, it always delivered the goods that we hoped it would. So just lots of strength from finance to distribution to sales to marketing to operations, just some of the best. And I've not worked for any of our competitors in Canada. I don't know them as well as you might know them, but I would put our teams up against any of them because they are just the best.
Fair enough. You touched on, kind of the culture you've built over the last 20 years as one of your big accomplishments. What else do you see as sort of the big accomplishments of your tenure with Tech Data Canada?
I don't think it goes much beyond that, Robert. It's what I'm leaving behind. It's the people. It's the history of performance. I think the relationships that we enjoy will be passed on. I hope they weren't just with me. There's no question that I have had strong relationships and have enjoyed that personally, but I'm hoping that they've been passed on now well for the last 12 months, but certainly the last 20 months before that as well. But, I think the Global acquisition was a real feather in our cap. We tried a number of other acquisitions before that one came to fruition. None got serious. This one got serious quickly, and that was a brand new experience for me to try to drive that. And Global was a public company. There's just a lot to be learned in doing that, and it just worked out fantastically. I remember the support that I received from Tech Data in the U.S. to proceed, the initiatives that we were, or the folks that we were given to work through the initiatives of integration from the U.S. were incredibly helpful, and we did it all so quickly. And 1 + 1 equaled way more than 2 shortly after the integration, which is you always say that's what you hope will happen, but indeed it did this time.
It's always nice to be able to look back at it and say, yes, it did. It did what we wanted it to do.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be some things that will be left behind. There are going to be some things that are named after me here in the office area. There'll be some ongoing scholarships that we hope to have named in my honor, which those would be the things that I'm pleased to leave behind and will carry on indefinitely.
All right.
As Murray Wright reached out to me yesterday, and he can't make it to the retirement party that they're having for me on the 23rd of January, which, by the way, I hope you're invited to if you want to come. The 23rd of January. It was a surprise initially, but as you can tell, it's no longer a surprise. But when Murray reached out, he said he was disappointed that he couldn't make the 23rd, but he said, this the last many years of Tech Data Canada will be referred to as the Rick Reed era. And, you know, that pretty well says it all. It's very complimentary.
Indeed. And a great source for that kind of praise to come from as well. So I guess what's next for Rick Reed? What are you thinking about as you kind of wind down your time with Tech Data Canada, and what gets you excited about what's to come after, you know, that those trips into the office cease becoming a semi-regular thing and cease altogether?
Well, I'm going to do all those things that I enjoy doing in my current idle time that there just isn't enough of. So today I play hockey twice a week. I'm hoping to do that 3 or 4 times a week going forward in the winter, at least while I can, while I have my health. Mm-hmm. I also am debating as to whether I want to do that or enjoy more of the warmth of the south in those same months, so we'll have to see how I balance those out. But I have 6 grandkids I intend to spend a lot more time with who are very active. We just spent 10 days with them in Punta Cana over Christmas, so I have charted my course. I know there's lots to be done with each of them, and I'm looking forward to it. I have the love of our summer home down by Kingston, Ontario, which I intend to spend a lot more time at. And just, you know, just those things that you never get a chance to do at the cottage that you always think you could do better than the person you hired to do it for you, like the gardens, like the painting, like decks, the docks, the boats, the all the things that I used to always have to pay somebody to do because I didn't have the time that I'm going to be doing now myself. And I'll do that for the first year or so until I probably get bored and sick of it. And I'm not going to close the door on ever coming back. You know, Letterman closed the door recently when he retired from his late-night show, and I see he's back at it now. So God knows, maybe there'll be a crack someday. But, you know, at this point in time, I want to do nothing. I keep telling people that, but nobody believes I'm capable of doing nothing. So we'll see how it works out. And the biggest person I need to impress the most with my ability to adapt is my dear wife, because we've been married for 43 years now, and I've not been around that much. So to have me there every morning, afternoon, lunch, and dinner is going to be a bit of a culture shock for her. So.
No doubt, and I'm sure she's looking forward. But it'll be really interesting to see once we reach that year point when you say maybe look at something. I wonder if it'll be you or her who's saying you know consult. There are opportunities for consulting out there, right? You could do something that you know. Yeah. It's interesting though. On a personal anecdote, a member of my family, my father-in-law, actually was one of those people who I presumed would retire for 6 months or a year and then be like, all right, well this is boring. I'm going to go do something else. And I believe he is, 6 or 7 years in and has absolutely no interest in doing anything that would be considered working ever again. So you never know how it's going to shape out, right?
No, Robert, I hear that story every day, and I hear the other story every day as well, where the guy went bananas, bored stiff, and turning into an alcoholic, so he decided to do something, go back to work. And if I go back to work, I'll go back to work in a much less of a capacity. Clearly, I will not be the president of a multi-billion-dollar distribution company, but I've been asked to sit on advisory boards. Sure. I can do that. I'll sit on some boards, both charity and business, and I'll do some of that. But if it consumes too much of my free time and takes away from my ability to do stuff with the grandkids or the cottage or the fishing or hunting or gardening, then you'll have to take a back seat.
That is a nice bit of flexibility to have, sir, and well-earned. You know, this is something that I sort of ask always in these year-end series, but especially interesting given that it's a snapshot of an industry as you prepare to step back a little bit, at least from being immersed in it totally day-to-day. What's your perception of the general mood and the general outlook in the channel as we head into 2018?
Well, if I told you that the outlook as I stand here today looking forward is a bit discouraging and concerning, I would also tell you that that would likely be the same set of glasses that I had on the last 20 years when you asked.
Fair enough.
Because it's always that way. There's always, you know, there was a period of time when everybody was trying to disintermediate distribution. We were concerned about that. Everybody was concerned about companies coming in and taking over. Now it's Amazon. They're going to take over our business. Well, you know, it never happens. Yeah. We're awfully good at what we do. The industry is awfully strong and good at what it does. The vendors are strong. The reseller community, the larger and smaller, you know, there's acquisitions happening every day, and they're going to continue, but our industry is maturing. It isn't what it was 5 years ago. It clearly isn't what it was 10 years ago. And it'll be much different 5 years from now, but that doesn't mean it's going to be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be different, and we'll adapt and become good with it. And I think, you know, you'll see the strong. You've seen Tech Data acquire Avnet. You've seen Synnex acquire Westcon. There'll be more in the distribution. There's less of us now. I've always think I've told you the same thing, that we're over-distributed in this industry, and the vendors wouldn't listen to me, so we had to do something about it ourselves.
Well, Rick, you've taken away what was going to be my big bang ending question was, after all these years of saying Canada's over-distributed with yourselves and Avnet and with Synnex and Westcon and with other deals in the years leading up to that, have we finally reached a point where Canada is not over-distributed?
It'll always be over-distributed until there's only tech. No, it's clearly better than it was, but it still has some room to go yet.
Right on. Right on. You know, that's kind of most of the territory I wanted to cover. On a personal note, I wanted to say thank you for being one of those execs who's been very supportive of myself personally and the publications that I represent over the last 15 or more years that we've been in talking in various capacities, for your support, for your guidance, and for just being one of those people who I always knew would take the phone call and would answer the questions honestly. It is so very appreciated.
Well, it's only because the opposite was also true. You were very kind. You never said anything that was inappropriate. I often did, and you were very careful to edit it. So I appreciate that very much. Now, you were always very fair to all of us, the industry in general. So that's why you've managed to thrive as well as you have as well. I just like to say as a last point, I will get a chance to say goodbye to most of the people that I've known and loved in the industry for the last 20-plus years, but if I don't and they listen to this podcast, thank you very much. It's been a fantastic career, a fantastic life, and I've enjoyed it immensely, and I wish everybody out there the most incredible success going forward. And if you ever are in the Kingston area, look me up. There'll always be a cold beer and a warm steak for anyone of you.
All right. That's a great offer, and that's a great way to leave this off. Rick, thanks so much for everything, and thanks for joining us this one last time on the podcast.
All the best.
So there you have it. One last time with Rick Reed on the podcast, unless we hunt him down in a little bit and see if Canada's still over-distributed. You know, stranger things have happened in this industry than Rick coming back on the show in some form. I'd like to thank Rick, of course, both for his time on the call and, as I did during the interview, for his time, attention, and patience over the last 15 or more years that we've been doing calls just like this. Godspeed in your retirement, sir. And hey, the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast is not retired, far from it. We'll be back next week, in fact, in another very special edition of the show, as we chat with Cisco Canada's Jeff Maddox and hockey legend Brian Trottier, if you can believe it, to preview the upcoming Tech for Good hockey tournament coming up next month in support of the Cisco-initiated Connected North program, which I know you are probably familiar with. We'll cover what it is, what to expect, and how you can get involved in the fun. But until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.